Jane Birkin was synonymous with sex in the 60s with her louche French lover.
Voici, avec ses défauts et ses qualités propres, Serge Gainsbourg.
Je t'aime.
In 1969, they made headlines.
Miss Jane Birkin and Mr. Serge Gainsbourg singing Je t'aime. This song has been banned by almost everyone, and today the Pope came out against it.
Their explicit duet went on to top the charts. Do you mind that Je t'aime is probably the song you will be most remembered for?
Oh, I know that it will be. As you go out feet first, I know exactly what they'll be playing. And that's a rather comforting thought. I mean, if one's going to remember for something. I don't think anyone's done better than Je t'aime moi non plus as an erotic record.
Serge Gainsbourg died in 1991.
You bloke.
But Jane Birkin can't leave him behind. At the age of 70, she's now back singing his songs on a new album.
Jimmy.
Most of them he wrote for her. But they've now been given a lavish makeover, rearranged with a symphony orchestra.
Serge often wrote using classical music. For me, he did it really quite a lot.
Lost song dans la jungle de nos amours éperdus.
Lost Song, Jane B, were all classical music.
So what do you think he would make of this new album?
I think he would have cried. Normally you can only have about five or six musicians. It's very expensive for a record. And I just know that if he'd listened, he would have been terribly emotional.
So he would have loved the orchestration on this record?
Yes. Also, I've realised even for myself that I've been a part of French history for 50 years. So people remember where they've heard that record for the first time, or that song.
Mieux vaut ne penser à rien que de pas penser du tout. Rien c'est déjà, beaucoup.
I think you once described yourself as Serge Gainsbourg's B-side. Mm. And I wonder if you felt you've spent too much of your life trying to please men.
Oh, that's possible. Just to please in general, I would say. That's a very true thing to say. But I was with such fascinating men. I mean, when I was barely 17, I was with John Barry, who was doing the fascinating recordings for James Bond films. So I was goggle-eyed with enthusiasm and admiration.
Would you consider yourself a feminist?
Well, I'm not sure that other people would consider me as a feminist. And so I don't know. I think I probably did a great deal of good by having no bosom and for it suddenly to be all right because Serge thought it was more than good fun like that. And I think that liberated a lot of complexes that I certainly had and that other girls may have had too. That I've been told and I was very pleased.
J'ai touché le fond de la piscine dans le petit puits marine tout déchiré au cou mais j'ai pas voulu recours.
More recently, it's been a turbulent time for Jane Birkin. In 2013, her eldest daughter, Kate, died after falling from the window of a flat in Paris. You've been out of the public eye for a few years.
Yes.
I just wondered why you felt now was the right time to make this record.
I was a bit saved, in actual fact, because I had indeed, since the death of Kate, I cut myself off a bit unwillingly, really, but it was too sad, so I stayed in my house. I went off to see movies, sometimes three a day. Getting into somebody else's story is a good way of passing the day sometimes. And then I realised that I was much better with other people.
Me dégouline dans le dos. Nous patigeons dans lagadou, 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 lagadou.
So when this came up to make a record, it in fact was a has been something very kind. I love doing it. So perhaps Serge has found a way of helping me.